The Dan and Maz Show. My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level. It is still quite early. It's time for Dan and Maz Weekend. Hooray!
Makes you want to shout. Talk about happiness. That's what we're talking about. Morning legends, Dan and Maz Weekends. Hello, and what a great day you've joined us on, because the flipping Olympics kicking off today.
It is in just a few hours, which means, Maz, the opening ceremony starts in 2 hours' time.
It does. That's exactly spot on the time it starts.
So
when this show finishes. So that means straight from the radio studio to the TV for us.
We are opening the opening ceremony, which means if we do that in a ceremonial way, then today's show is technically
Dan and Maz opening ceremony.
Yeah, it's the opening ceremony.
Yes, like the opening Olympics ceremony or the opening a sandwich ceremony. This is the opening ceremony.
It's going to be a good one. Obviously, we've got a lot to get through today. We are going to do some serious games chat because, as you did mention, Dan, that opening ceremony happens in just under 2 hours' time.
Yeah, and we will also have on the show, Maz, our Australian flag bearer, Anna Mears, as well, to find out what the atmosphere is like at the Maracanã Stadium.
It's going to be a good one. Up next, as always, we will kick off the Saturday show with Confused. Yeah.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Time for Confused.
Yes. The games may be approaching, but the games show is happening right now. Sorry.
It sure is.
That sounded so much better in my head.
Sounded great, mate. That was a really good delivery.
I'm only 25% away through this jug of coffee over here, this giant bucket of coffee that I'm drinking. So
that's all right.
But I'm still capable.
By 8 o'clock, I reckon that caffeine would have kicked in. I reckon the second hour of this show is going to be killer.
Watch out, Anna Mears, on the show after 8 o'clock. okay, so Confused is our confusing news game show. Maz, who dares be a contestant this morning?
Oh, it's only Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, babe, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, we're really good. So this is how Confused works. Dan has two news stories. One of them's fake. Okay. You've got to spot the fake one, and that's how you win.
Okay.
And if you win, there's a glittering prize.
No, there really isn't. Why would you say
that? We'll tell you about if you win, Sarah.
All right. Sarah, story number one. You can buy online a unique jewellery item for your cat. It's butt jewellery, to be precise. It's designed to hang from your cat's tail to hide your cat's less attractive side. And these glittering pendants bear the face of potentially the next president of the United States of America, Donald Trump. So it hangs from the cat's tail and it has his face on it. It comes in three different models, each showcasing one of Trump's trademark facial expressions, and you can get them at TrumpWholeCovers.com. That's story number one.
It's the perfect gift.
Yes. Hey, don't make Trump the butt of your jokes, Maz. We're so funny, Maz. Story number two. Is this the fake one? One of these stories is fake, Sarah.
Ow. All right.
Story number three. Coffee's kicking in now. Woo! The owner of a bar in Hove, England. That's a nickname for Jay-Z, not England. Hove, Jay Hove. Got sick of customers not talking to one another and instead using their mobile phones. So he's built a unique contraption to stop such antisocial behaviour. All patrons in the bar must present their phones to a robot he built who guards the phones securely, and to exit, they must tell the robot something they have learnt from their conversational partners. The robot's name is Faraday.
Wow. That's a cool story. I hope that that's the real one.
Okay, Sarah, one of those stories is fake. Is it Trump butt cat covers or is it Faraday the phone handling robot?
I'm going to go with number two.
You think that's fake?
Yeah.
You bloody nailed it, Sarah!
Oh, no!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You could be participating for gold in Confused at Rio 2016. It's still not a sport in the Olympics yet. We keep submitting it.
No, but
IOC has given us a cease and desist. We keep doing it. He hasn't built a robot called Faraday. He's built something called a Faraday cage to stop people using their phones, which essentially is a giant metal cage that blocks out phone signal.
I think that's a really good idea.
Well, I think
what a great idea, because then you're going to go to the bar and you're going to have a conversation with somebody
Mummy has fallen over in the shower?
That's true. Actually, good
Why
point.
Would you laugh, Sarah, at my mummy falling over in the shower? What's funny about that?
So many things.
Yeah.
Just because your first reaction was nude mum.
What do you find funny about the beautiful body?
I'm picturing
body
your mum
mother?
Nude in the shower. Is that wrong?
No, it's right. She's always nude in the shower. Why would she wear clothes in the shower?
Yeah, I don't know.
Gosh.
Why is she
falling
over in the
shower? I
haven't had my coffee this morning, so I'm not functioning right.
Well, you managed to weasel out my story. Anyway, we're done. That's enough. Go away,
well
Sarah.
Well done, Sarah. Congratulations. The glittering prize is the glory of winning Confused.
Yeah,
enjoy
right.
that.
Yay.
Well
thank you.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
And it is a very special show this morning, guys, because we are opening the opening of the Olympics.
Dan and Maz. Opening ceremony.
I love that, because this is our ceremony for opening the opening ceremony.
That's right.
Which, of course, kicks off? I don't know how many kicks on. Fires
Starts.
Up. It fires up, because they light the torch. It fires up at 9
Begins.
A.m.
Commences.
Yeah. Opens.
Starts.
That thesaurus really paid off, didn't it?
Guys, it's happening at 9 a.m. straight after this show, opening ceremony of the Olympics.
I don't know about you, Maz, but all the internet I've been reading all week has been about the games and just getting across it all and reading all about it. I copped a pretty sweet tidbit about Usain Bolt, fastest man in the world. He's competing again. I think
he comes up often when there's Olympics chat.
He bloody does, doesn't he? The last couple, he's been omnipresent.
He smashes it.
Does 10 seconds of work, not even.
Than 10 seconds of work. He jogs it in.
Yep.
Literally.
So, yeah, he's obviously going for the 100 metres again this time. And I read this article about him. The New Yorker magazine was trying to speculate about, you know, what kind of time he would do for a mile, how fast he would go to run a mile. And as someone who's recently taking up running as a pastime, I mean, hey, bloody hell, I'm no Usain Bolt, but, you know, I've run a mile. Probably would take me as well. How much is a mile? Like 1.2 Ks or something like that?
Sure.
1.6. Oh, it'll take me a bit longer then.
Close. You are, by definition, the opposite of Usain Bolt in every area.
Hey, we're both tall.
Yep.
And that is all.
It's the only thing you've got in common.
Apparently, Usain Bolt wouldn't get a great time along a mile because he's so tall and he's so muscular. He's built for sprinting, going really quick.
Yeah.
You know, it could take up to 6 minutes, right? But here's the reason we don't know is because he has never, ever run a mile.
Well, he's never needed to. He only needs to do 100 metres as the fastest human on the planet.
Exactly.
And that's enough.
That's like saying, hey, Dan, how would you go on a 7-hour radio show? I don't bloody know. I'm only on for two. And I too jog it in at the end. The New Yorker emailed his agent and he replies that he has never actually tried to run a mile because he's never needed to. How
That's
rock star
brilliant.
Is that?
It's so good. So why would you bother? Like, honestly, he does not need to do it.
So when you
All
see
of his
him,
training would be for that short distance, right?
Yeah, so when you see him doing the lap of the stadium in the opening ceremony, that's probably tiring him out.
So you're saying because you have taken up running recently,
yeah.
You've definitely run a mile.
Yeah, I have.
You've definitely
I ran 7
over,
Ks last week.
Over a mile.
Yes. And so here's what I reckon. Maz, there is a very slim chance that over a longer distance, I could beat Usain Bolt. So there is.
Well,
yes.
Scientifically. Anything's possible.
Yes.
Anything's possible.
Anyway.
That's a slogan, right?
Anyway, what we want to do, right, because We've got a bit of audio from something we did last year, and it might inspire a bit of a segment because we got talking and we thought, wouldn't it be great if there are people out there who have beaten Olympians at anything at all, right? So, I mean, Usain Bolt, he's a runner. I reckon I could be even running. But there are people out there who might have gone to school with Olympians or played against them in sport or, you know, I don't know, had a thumb wrestle with them on a train or something. I don't know how you live your life. If you've beaten an Olympian at something, 13, 10, 60.
Because as much as you'd like to say, Dan, and you know what, you could be right. Over a 1 mile course, you could beat Usain Bolt. You've not been in that situation yet, so you can't claim it.
Who knows?
You cannot claim it today. Yeah, I mean, maybe in the future he might be here. You guys might do a thing for a radio thing.
Oh my God, Baz, you know. Is he here in the studio?
No, he's 100% busy in Rio.
Yes.
But maybe you could claim it one day. But I actually can claim that I have beaten an Olympian. It is something we did on this show last year. We had Michael Klim come into the studio. I think he was spruiking some milk brand or something.
I think it was a swim along or something.
Like he was here just to talk about some bits and pieces, and we thought, wouldn't it be great if I could take on Michael Klim at Limbo? We could call it Michael Klimbo, and then if I won Limbo against Michael Klim, then technically I've beaten an Olympian. Well, this is how it panned out.
Let's go lower.
Well, our camera guy is now sitting on the ground because the pole is so low.
Okay.
All right. Maz.
Yep.
Oh, that was easy.
Oh, here we go, Klim.
Come on, Klim. You got this.
Oh, he's on his... That's a no Klimbo.
Guys, I beat an Olympian.
Oh, that's great.
13, 10, 60. Have you beaten an Olympian at anything?
Yeah. I went to this school with Eamon Sullivan. I probably beat him at a maths test or something. Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, I'm just going to say that. I reckon I did. There must have been one in our 5-year school.
Were you
career.
In the same class in maths?
No. 13, 10, 60. Right, if you've got the story, you want to call up and brag. Have you beaten an Olympian at anything at all?
Okay. Give us a buzz on 13 10 60.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
13 10 60 is our number. We would love to hear from you this morning if you have beaten an Olympian.
Yes. Dan and Maz opening ceremony. Ceremony.
Yeah, it's 90 minutes until the big OC kicks off.
Sure is. The OC, the OG.
I reckon I could beat Usain Bolt over a mile. Apparently he's never run a mile before. The picture of myself and Usain Bolt is on our Twitter, at Dan and Maz. We met a few years ago. It was a brief conversation. I say that. It was a selfie. But you can see
say,
it.
When you say brief conversation, do you mean it's more like, hey, mate, I'm Dan, can I get a photo?
And he didn't even say yes. He just stood there.
Which is not a conversation.
Yeah, but I ran
not
over.
Conversed
I ran
with
over
Usain Bolt.
Pretty quickly. So he was probably intimidated by my speed.
Probably not as quickly as he could have run away from you.
Yeah,
he
did get away
so.
Pretty quick. Yeah.
Hey, you reckon that you could beat Usain Bolt if you ran a mile because he's never done it and you've started running.
Yep.
But we don't know. There's no concrete evidence, mate. It's not happened yet.
I want to know what that feeling is like, though. If you've beaten an Olympian at anything at all, 13, 10, 60. Michael.
The feeling of beating an Olympian is an incredible thing for, you know, such a stock standard individual like myself being a photographer.
Okay.
Yep. What Olympian have you beaten and what have you beaten him
at? Oh, look, the guy's name's Derek Boyer. I'm not sure. It may ring bells to some people, but it was Australia's strongest man. He's a rather large Samoan guy and he does a gladiator challenge and he lives off $20 a week. He does it every year.
Okay.
And I'm a photographer, and I remember when, how could you not forget this? One year we were, he was showing me how quick and easy it is to make up this meal, this sandwich for lunch. And I thought, let's have a challenge. And he made his sandwich, I made mine. I had a Devon and sauce sandwich, and he made some, you know, sandwich made with oats and, you know, cut up vegetables and all that type of thing. And I beat him.
At what? At speed?
At making
the
sandwich?
Speed. At making this sandwich.
You just put a bit of pressed meat and some sauce on a bit of white bread and you beat the world's Australia's strongest man at sandwich making.
Yeah, that's it. The guy's been on Howzo's. He's the big guy. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm proud to say that, I've beaten him hands down, no competition, no medals, trophies or anything like that. But
you don't need it, Michael. You've got the glory, my friend.
I have got the glory, that's right.
Devon sandwich. Did you put tomato sauce on it?
Fresh white bread. Can't beat it.
What was his Olympic? Was it weightlifting or something like that?
Yeah, it was like just a strongman event.
I don't know.
Just a strongman event.
Strongman event. He's done different things like, he's been on heads. He's on the Rex Owner ad or something.
All right, Michael. Oh, okay. All right, okay.
So he's a pretty
We believe you, mate.
Yeah.
We do.
We prefer someone who's technically been at the Olympics.
Just a guy. Still, he's really strong.
That's a good call.
Michael,
I like that.
That's a really good start. You know, like Australia's Strongest Man was on Howzo's once. Good start.
No, he's a proper, like, and he beat him in a sandwich making. That's why I like it.
We are after Olympian.
Okay.
But that was a good start.
No, I like it.
Diane.
Yes, good morning.
Diane, have you beaten an Olympian at something?
Well, I'd like to think I did. It was probably before they were famous as well, though.
No, I'll take
it. Great, that's perfect.
Who was the Olympian?
It was either Natalie or Rachel Grinham, the Grinham sisters that play squash.
So you don't know which one you beat?
It was the younger one. I think it might have been Rachel.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Just before we hear your story, hot tip, just Google it after you hang up and that way you'll always nail it every time you tell this story, okay?
And what's the story? What happened?
Well, we used to play competition squash here locally.
Yeah.
And it was in the club championships. And I basically beat her because her father, who coached them, hadn't got around to teaching her how to call for a let.
Okay.
They're like, if the other player's in your way and you couldn't get to the ball or something, you can call a let. And she didn't do it this time, and I won the point and I beat her in the club championship.
That's pretty good. On a technicality.
That's fantastic.
It is back in the mid-80s and everything, and they went on to play overseas, I believe. Now they're playing for Egypt or something. They changed nationality and everything. And
defected.
Yeah.
What did they do at the Olympics, these sisters?
Squash.
Is squash at the Olympics?
I think so.
I'm not really sure. Let me Google that. Diane, how's your squash career going?
Yeah, it died a silent death, that one.
Okay. I don't think, Maz, we're getting really close,
professional squash has been snubbed from the Olympics.
But maybe they got up there back in the 80s or something.
Guys.
All right.
Squash has been rejected by the Olympics committee.
Okay.
Several times over the years.
Okay.
So we are yet to actually find somebody who has beaten an Olympian.
I'm confident with Lewis. Lewis?
Yeah?
Have you beaten an Olympian at anything at all?
Yes.
Okay, who's the Olympian and what did you beat them at?
Michael Diamond. I beat him at Time Crisis, which is a shooting game at a pub.
Oh, that's a great story.
That is phenomenal. Michael Diamond, one of our best shooters, competed at every bloody Olympics that I can remember and won gold multiple times, I believe, off the top of my head. I don't know, might be wrong. But Lewis, you beat him at Time Crisis.
Yeah.
How'd it come about?
Oh, me and Mimosa just up the pub having a few cold ones and he turned up. Probably we've been up there for about 3 or 4 hours. We've had a fair few. And I decided to challenge him to a game of Time Crisis for a beer.
And you won!
Oh.
Yeah, I beat him and he bought me a beer, which was good.
That's the Olympic rule. The Olympic rule is that whenever someone challenges you to your own sport, no matter where or when, you have to agree. That's an Olympic rule.
Yeah, that's right. I should have asked for one of the gold medals instead of a beer.
Yes, you should have.
He probably wouldn't have given you a gold medal.
Olympic gold or 4X gold. Take the Olympic every time. There you go.
Yeah, definitely.
There we go. We got there.
We did get there. We started off slowly, but we finished strong.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
I don't know. Is everyone frothing over Suicide Squad, the new movie?
Honest answer or...?
Well,
the reviews
haven't seen it.
A bit lukewarm, to put it nicely.
Reviews have been quite hit and miss. I feel like there's been so much hype about this movie. I think it's been ready to go for almost 2 years, and then they did these test screenings, and then they've re-edited all this stuff, and it's meant to be like the best movie ever. And then the reviews are a bit like, meh, whatevs.
Yeah. I think Margot Robbie and Kyle are a little nervous, but...
Not sure. But the premiere has happened.
Probably still go see it.
at the big, 100% go and see it, at the big bad premiere of Suicide Squad. So lots of hype, lots of anticipation, and the director of the movie got a bit caught up in the moment, and he, in the middle of the premiere, yelled, profanity, Marvel.
F profanity, man.
Yes.
And not Fanny.
It was the F word.
Yeah, F profanity, which, Marvel, as in, I'll bully to you, Marvel.
Yes, and if you're not aware, so Suicide Squad is like a DC Comics spin-off, right? DC Comics, from my brief pre-segment chat with Dan about it, is Batman and Superman.
Yes.
And Marvel is everyone else, like Iron Man and all the other guys, all right? So there's a rivalry between Marvel and DC Comics.
Yeah, yeah.
So this was him having a dig at all the Chrises and the Avengers.
Yeah, yeah. All the Chrises. Yeah, yes.
Well, there's a couple of Chrises. They're all Avengers.
Yeah. And they are both Avengers.
They're all very strong.
Yeah, essentially,
There's a green one as well. But anyway.
Now he's sort of distanced himself a bit from it. He's gone.
Well, backpedaled, hasn't he?
Yeah,
he's gone lobbed.
The reviews haven't been great. And also, it's just a bit of a dumb thing to say. And he's gone, I regret it. I shouldn't have said it.
Also, super annoying to yell something in a cinema.
Unless it's funny. Unless it's funny. 13 10 60, what awesome funny thing have you yelled out in a cinema? I have a funny one, and this is one of the best moments of my entire comedy career. I was seeing the movie Castaway. So what would that, I would have been about 15 14 15, around about that.
Sure.
So this was, you know, I was high school.
Castaway, Tom Hanks, Wilson, that one.
Yeah, and it was right when Tom Hanks arrived on the deserted island, and he's walking around and he's going, hello, is there anybody here? Hello, anybody? Like that, right? And then, oh, blessing from the Lord on high. The film just stopped. There was a malfunction in the camera and the whole thing went black and there was this pause and everyone was going, oh, zero. And I just went, hello, anybody? And the whole cinema just started laughing. It was the best moment of my life. It was so good.
Quick on your feet, Dan DeBoo.
I know, I've never made a funnier joke than that, and I've been doing radio for almost a decade.
I was like, yeah, we've been working together for a while now.
Yeah, why can't you bring that goal to Saturday morning?
And obviously the crowd loved it.
Yes, that's what we're after. Have you yelled something out in the cinema and it just destroyed? It was hilarious. Give us a call, 13 10 60.
All right, we'll get to your calls next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
And we want to know if you've been in a cinema and yelled out something hilarious.
Oh, I thought of another good one I did once, Maz.
Oh, are you a serial offender, Dan DeBoof?
Yeah, because I'm so funny. I'm that kind of guy. Yeah.
Because when somebody yells something out in a cinema, that's what you think. Oh, there's the funny guy.
Yep. You know the terrifying movie The Ring?
Oh, yes, I hated that movie.
It was this thing that was like, do-good, like tense music, and then it just showed, it was silence, was this shot of a well, and I just went, well.
Like, you just said it loud enough for everyone in the cinema to hear?
Yeah, no, just the people around me, I went, well.
And did they laugh?
Yes.
It's pretty funny.
It was really good. Anyway, 13, 10, 60. It's inspired by the guy who directed Suicide Squad shouting out, F Marvel. At the premiere. He's regretting that now. Give us a call. What have you yelled out in a cinema that was hilarious? Tim!
Hey.
Hey!
Hey, mate.
How's it going? Yeah.
What'd you yell out at the movies?
Well, it wasn't actually me. It was with my mate. I was there at the time. We went to go see The Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know about this, but it's based off a real famous story arc called The Death of Gwen Stacy.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it's obviously this really tense moment in the clock tower when they're fighting. Gwen Stacy falls, Spider-Man tries to catch her, and then she hits her head against the ground. Now, my mate here, he obviously didn't know about the storyline, and he thought it was just going to end up with her waking up. So in this really tense moment where he's basically just holding her corpse, he yells out, "Kiss her!" as loud as he can in the cinema. Next thing you know, it snapshots straight to a picture of her grave. So it wasn't exactly the best idea, but, you know, you got a good laugh out of the cinema.
Yeah.
Did you laugh, Tim, or were you a bit ashamed of your friend?
I was a bit embarrassed to it. Yeah, it's just,
just a big fan of necrophilia.
Oh, that's great. They are the stories that we are after this morning. I know, not Thank you, Tim.
That one was not so much witty, more just ill-informed.
Exactly, yeah. But still, the result, hilarious.
Okay, we've got Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mark.
I was watching The Dark Knight with some of my mates. Yeah. And it's one of those scenes where they're trying to figure out who the Batman is. And so there's this one line where he goes, "Who is this Batman?" And then I took the opportunity, I stood up and I was like, in the loudest voice, I was like, "I am Batman!" And the whole cinema applauded. They were just like, "That's just amazing."
Were you dressed as Batman?
Yeah, I wish I was. If I knew they were going to say that line, I would have come dressed in. And my mate's like, "What the hell are you doing?" I'm like, I couldn't pass that up.
Oh. Mark, next time there'll be another Batman movie. I'm sure.
Yeah, there were.
He's gonna buy the. He's gonna jump on eBay and search Batman costume the second he hangs up.
That is just funny. You guys are hilarious.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends. Everything lights up, makes you want to shout.
Talk about happiness. That's what we're talking about. Morning legends, Dan and Maz Weekends, and the big OC of the OG is happening in less than an hour.
The opening ceremony of the original gangster.
Not quite.
Of the Olympic Games. Yep, jinx. So we are right now the opening ceremony. Or the opening ceremony, or...
Dan and Maz. Opening ceremony. Ceremony.
Yes, the opening ceremony.
Not allowed to light a fire in the studio, so sadly the the Dan and Maz Olympic torch is not being lit.
It's a real shame.
There's so many smoke alarms in here.
It's a real bummer.
Because of all the fire I'm putting out. Sorry. That sounded good in my head.
No, that's fine. We've got a great hour. Anna Mears, our Aussie flag bearer, will be on the show before 9 a.m. before her official duty, the most important job at the Olympics.
Yeah, she's going to be
bearing our flag.
Swinging our flag. We're going to give her some flag swinging tips. Or maybe she's already gotten some of her own from flag bearers.
We will talk to her before 9 a.m. this morning. Up next, we're going to try and set a record of sorts on this radio show.
An Olympic record, because that's what you do at the Olympics. You try to set records.
Well, you either set a record or you break a record. So I don't know if this one's been set. So we're going to try and set one. We'll do it next. We'll explain it all after this matchup.
Can I do a little hint, Maz? Just a little hint. If you are from a foreign country or... you might be able to help us. That's what I want to... Because I want people to start thinking now.
Okay.
Or like if run down to your dad and go, "Oh, Dad, you're from Peru. Dan and Maz are going to need you up next." Thinking now is what I was going to say.
Okay, wrangle all the relatives.
But yes, speaking of records, let's press play on one.
Oh, yuck.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
The Olympics is kicking off. The big old opening ceremony happening at 9 o'clock this morning, our time. So technically speaking, we are the opening ceremony.
Dan and Maz. Opening ceremony. Ceremony.
Ooh. So we are declaring open the opening declaration, which is happening at 9 a.m.
That's 100% correct.
Hard to get your head around, but once you figure it out, you go, that makes sense. Essentially with the warm-up act or the lead-up or, the support act.
The pre-show.
So what do they do at the opening ceremony, Maz? What's the highlight?
They do a lot of dancing and someone's going to light a cauldron. Apparently that guy's sick. So I hope that they got the person that's like the understudy for that job.
That guy, isn't it, Pele?
That guy.
Old mate's chucked the sickie.
Not feeling too well. But they will have all of the Olympians from all of the countries in all of the world walk around the stadium.
So... 13-10-60 to sort of kick off our opening ceremony. Wave the flag for your country. Give us a call if you're from a country other than Australia. And we're trying to have a parade of all nations. I think it's about 220 countries or something.
There's a lot.
We'll take 220 callers.
Okay. Well, yep.
And
if we get them.
I'm willing to go lateral here.
Okay.
Right? Like, sure, if you were born in Spain, call up and then you can represent Spain. Or sure, if you were, you know...
And start calling now, 13 10 60, guys, because obviously there's going to be a lot of calls. So we need to We need to have some sort of order to this parade on air.
Give us an Olympic ring, if you know what I mean. 13, 10, 60. But honestly, like, if your name is like Gary Brazil, call up, mate, because...
We'll take it.
If your name is Chad...
That is a country. This is true.
All right. We want to try and get as many as possible. And okay. Ideally, I would like... Because people are going to have to sit through every goddamn country for the Olympics. Why can't they sit through every goddamn country for Dan and Maz? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, we're celebrating this morning.
It's the opening ceremony, Maz.
Trying to set some sort of record before all of the records are broken.
The first Olympics. The first record of the Games, and the bloody Games hasn't even started yet. That's how good we are.
Well, that's how good you guys are. Fingers crossed.
Okay,
if you call. 13 10 60. If you are from another country, you got to rep them on the Dan and Maz show.
Dan and Maz weekends.
Guys, we're officially the opening ceremony for the opening ceremony, or
Dan and Maz
opening ceremony.
Yes. So we're starting with a parade of nations. 13 10 60. If you want to represent your nation. Shall we just start the parade, Maz, and see what the hell happens? We have got a lot of people calling up to represent their country.
Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Dan and Maz. How are we?
We're good, Andy. Where are you representing? And we'll say the country like the Olympics.
I am representing Team GB, Great Britain.
Maz, go boom it out.
Great Britain!
Is that good? Le Royaume Uni. Because I always say it in French afterwards.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Technically there I said United Kingdom. That's I know. Okay. I don't. Anyway. Grand Bretagne.
Andy, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Okay, next.
Pleasure, treasure. Aiden, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Aiden, what country are you representing this morning in our parade?
South Africa.
South African national anthem there. Maz, go for it.
South Africa.
L'Afrique du Sud. That's pretty good.
Thanks, Aiden.
Next one.
We've got Dan. Good name. Hey, Dan.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hey, mate. What country are you repping this morning in our parade?
Brazil.
This is actually the Brazilian national anthem.
It really is. It truly is.
I love how Dan approves.
Thanks for the clarification. Brazil!
Le Brésil.
That's right.
Thank you. Thanks, you speak mate. French as well, Dan. He's a cool guy. Brazilian, speaks French, got a good name. I like that.
Au revoir, Dan.
Okay. All right.
Now I'm going to struggle with this name. I'm just going to ask how I pronounce your name. Is it Bucleau?
Yes, my name is Bucleau.
Bucleau.
Okay, and Bucleau.
So nice to have you on the show. Which country are you representing?
China.
Okay, China.
Brilliant. Yes. China.
La Chine.
Oh, that sounds great in French.
Yeah, Chine, like Mr. Sheen or Martin Sheen. Not Charlie Sheen, we don't like him.
Thank you, Bucleau. Lovely to meet you.
Yeah.
You too. Very nice. Bye.
Aw, bye.
Thank you, Bucleau.
Sweet. We've got Mel. Good morning.
Mel. No, hang on. There we go. No, we've got it.
Hey, Mel. Hey, babe. What country are you repping in our parade?
I'm also South Africa.
Yes! Got it in again!
L'Afrique du Sud. Oh, no, Maz, you go first.
South Africa.
L'Afrique du Sud. Mel, is it nice to hear the national anthem of your country?
It is awesome. Thank you.
Yeah.
Pleasure, treasure. Let's get John on. 13 10 60 is the number to call if you want to rep your country this morning in our parade. Hey, John.
Yeah.
So skeptical. He's like, how are you going to insult my country?
What country are you repping this morning in our parade?
Greece.
Oh, yes. I was hoping we'd have it. Grease is the word.
Oh,
I thought we'd get the Grease Mega Mix.
Grease Lightning. Grease.
Here we go.
Systematic.
Yes. Oh, no, John's hung up. We've offended him.
That's Grease Lightning.
So
funny.
Go, Maz, announce it.
Oh, still here.
No, he's still there. All right, John. All right. Have we offended you? Or are you okay? Is that a good joke?
No, I'm all right.
He's all right.
Okay. Let me do the official announcing.
Yeah.
Grease.
La Grèce.
There you There we go.
Thanks,
John.
That was him swearing at us in Greek.
Not quite
he just told
what he
us
said.
To go something we... ourselves, but my Greek isn't that great, so I don't know.
Are we allowed to air that? I don't know. There you go, guys.
I don't think anyone needs to watch the opening ceremony now.
I reckon it's going to be a bit of a, it'll be a treat. It's happening at 9 a.m.
Apologies to all the ones we didn't get to. Fiji, Jamaica, Argentina, Botswana.
So many fantastic
Thank you
calls.
So much, everyone, for calling up.
Don't forget, guys, we do have Anna Mears, the Aussie flag bearer, on the show before 9 a.m.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
You know when you see like a man in his 50s rapping and you go, oh, Dad. Actually, that's Vanilla Ice these days, isn't it? That's what inspired this next story.
Oh, those two. Oh,
Peter Hitchner. 50? Oh, he's an elderly gentleman. Hitchner. Not elderly, like old.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Vanilla Ice.
Well, no, I kind of was. Vanilla Ice is old these days.
Do you know how old he is?
He's definitely in his 40s. Let me guess. Like, is he 44?
Oh, Maz, I thought you were going to get it. He's 48.
Oh, 48?
Yeah.
50. Jeez. Vanilla Ice, Robert Van Winkle.
How old do you reckon news broadcaster from Channel 9 Melbourne, Peter Hitchener, is?
44?
Good work, Maz. Good work.
Peter Hitchener.
He's 70.
Is he 70?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
A broadcast journalist,
yes.
News presenter,
yes.
In Melbourne.
Yep.
I just don't know the motivation behind why he did a rap.
Mm.
Like, I get that he was throwing down and kind of throwing shade at Vanilla Ice for throwing a tantrum in an airport. I get it.
Maybe he's like desperately for the last 30 years wanted to launch his like rap career and now he's finally found the opportunity, but we're so happy he did.
I don't know if it's rap career worthy, this little ditty that he did on air, oh Lord.
All right, let's have a listen.
Now stop, collaborate and listen. Ice Ice baby rapper Vanilla Ice got a little hot under the collar after his flight left without him in the US. Describing traffic as bumper to bumper and avenues packed, the rapper demanded a refund to keep his plans intact. Realising there was a problem but unable to solve it, fellow passengers told him to consider the cab rank while staff worked to resolve it.
Shut your mouth. Oh. I don't need anything from you. You don't work here. Shut up.
Oh, I say, settle down. Thankfully, police were not needed on the scene. You know what I mean.
It all went a bit Valvoline at the end, didn't it?
Very. Like, when you hear it, you go, that's cute. Like, it's a different way of delivering the news. It's an entertainment story. I get it. Like, I understand it. But when you hear it, it's just like, oh, Dad.
Yes. Here's what we want to do. This is something we like to do on this show, and we've done it before with spectacular results. So if it doesn't work today, it's on you, Australia.
This will 100% work because we know that there are plenty of dads out there and you reckon you can rap.
So,
and you do it in front of your kids and you embarrass them, and we want you to do it on the radio to embarrass them nationwide.
13, 10, 60, rap dads. If you're a dad and you got a bit of a rap up your sleeve, it could be one you've made up yourself, it could be a famous one we all know.
Either. So if you've memorized one, like if you can throw down a bit of 8 Mile, great. Call us 13 10 60. If you've made one up in your own brains, much like Peter Hitchener did
or
on TV.
Maybe you're a dad who can freestyle.
Oh, that makes me nervous.
It makes me excited. 13, 10, 60, rap dads, hip hop pops.
Oh,
I wish I had a third one. 13, 10, 60, because okay. We're going to get some sweet dad rhymes on the show next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
13, 10, 60 is the number to call. If you are a dad and you can throw down a rhyme, we want to hear from you this morning. Inspired by a Melbourne broadcaster who was reporting on a story about Vanilla Ice cracking it in an airport and decided to do it as a rap.
Now stop, collaborate and listen. Ice Ice baby rapper Vanilla Ice got a little hot under the collar after his flight left without him in the US. Describing traffic as bumper to bumper and avenues packed, the rapper demanded a refund to keep his plans intact. Realising there was a problem but unable to solve it, Fellow passengers told him to consider the cab rank while staff worked to resolve it.
Shut your mouth. Oh. I don't need anything from you. You don't work here. Shut up.
Oh, I say, settle down. Thankfully, police were not needed on the scene. You know what I mean.
I say, settle down. I say, settle down.
Oh, man. Bless him. I mean, it's cute, right?
It was a bit C-3PO. I don't think it was, I say, settle down. when looking for rap dads, old mates having a rap, I'm not sure if Peter Hitchener is a dad. I don't think so, but he's got that dad-esque
He's got the dad, yeah, he's got that dad swag going on. You know, he's a bloke in his 70s and he threw down a rap and it's like, okay, dad.
Okay. And also, we're pretty sure, Maz, that dads love this sort of stuff. They're always sick for a rap.
They are, and it's your time to shine. Pete has called 131060. Hey, mate.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, Pete?
What's going on?
Pete, you are a father, we believe.
Yes, of three.
Ah, oh, what are your kids'
names?
Nate, Louise and Christian.
Had to think for a while with Louise.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because he's focusing. He's focusing on the rap.
Yeah, his knees are weak and his palms are sweaty. All right.
Like, we just threw him off course there a little bit, asking him about his family.
Yeah, all
Pete,
right.
Pete, are you ready to do some dad rapping this morning?
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
Okay, what have you got? What have you got for us? What have you cooked up?
I don't know. What do you want me to want me to start? What?
Yeah, just do it, mate.
What do you need, mate?
All right, I'm ready to burn. I've got four wars, and you're ready to learn. I'm ready to school you because I ain't no fool. I'm taking it back to the old school ways. I'm here. I'm never going to go. I'm never going to display my true self shine on the radio. You know why? Because nobody knows. But I really do. I glow. I flow. Here we go. You never know because I'm just the best, Joe. How about that?
Was that a freestyle, Pete?
Yeah.
Well done.
That was
done.
Pretty good. That was from impressive. The top of your dome.
Yeah. It was. Freestyler.
That was great, Pete.
And three proud kids or three embarrassed kids, I wonder.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll see when you get home. Pete, thanks. We've got Paris. Good morning.
How are you?
Yeah, good, Paris.
Yeah, really good.
You're a dad, Paris?
I am a dad of one.
Okay, what's your kid's name?
Lily.
How old's Lily?
She's 9 years old.
Oh, okay. All right.
So she's old enough to be embarrassed by this.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, good one.
Now, Paris, have you got a rap for us that you've memorized from the past that everyone would know, or is this something that you've made up yourself?
I've got a couple raps that I've made up, but probably a bit too explicit, so I'll just do a rap that we all know.
Okay.
That sounds like a really great idea this morning on the radio. One that we all know.
It has no swears.
It has naughty language.
All right.
Take it away, Paris.
You see, time stops still at the eye of the storm, the foundation of my home when my rhyme was born. It's a rhythmic reality and remedy, the riddles of love, the hurricane, and you meet me in the middle with the good, the bad, the outside furnace, the crystal clear sea, the sound I worship, the rush of the city, the come of the outback, the film called Life in my heart as a soundtrack, it's a lucky streak without no warning, it's the memory of cartoons on Saturday morning, it's a classic culture that connects the country through raw energy that reflects we're hungry. I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, you do.
Was that Bliss and S.O.?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Well done, Paris.
Well done. Proud daughter, I reckon.
Now, Dan, when we thought, you know what would be really funny, what would be hilarious, get some dads on the radio, get them to rap, we didn't expect them to be good.
No, I know, right?
Like, the comedy in this segment lies with how appalling people usually are at it.
We were expecting a bit of Peter Hitchener, but instead,
we've actually had, like, really great talent this morning. Well, let's see if Luke can change that. Hey, Luke.
How you going?
Oh, Luke.
Okay.
You sound like you've been waiting for this opportunity your whole life.
Not quite.
Rapping to all of Australia.
Okay. Luke, you are a dad?
Yeah, stepfather to two.
Okay, that counts. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep.
Okay, and what sort of a rap are you going to be doing for us?
I just want to memorise. It's like early Hilltop Hoods.
Okay.
Oh, good one.
All right.
You won't get fired, little punk, cause I bust bit rhymes. I tear up bars like a drunk when I'm busting rhymes. I'm hideous, I'm sidious, I'm super fly, sucker. If ignorance is bliss, then you're a happy mother.
Oh!
I'm everywhere you go, like porno on the internet, so you don't want to step, trust me. You've been warned, you don't want to play. Leapfrog with this unicorn, I'll leave you torn.
Okay.
It gets pretty explicit.
Let's get out while we're ahead.
It gets rather explicit after that, Luke.
I'm sorry, but it did get explicit then, too. Did we get that in time? Okay.
Oh, no, we got it. We got it. It's okay.
It's all right. We're street. We don't care.
No, we have to care, mate.
I know. Broadcasting rules.
That's right. Luke, well done, mate. About that, that was really good.
Thank you.
Again, I feel like we failed.
That was too good, wasn't it, Maz?
They were all really good. Yep. Maybe we need to work on what we ask for next time. Like bad rap.
No, I was impressed. That's made me think there's a good bunch of lads raising the next generation.
I was impressed, and usually at the end of this segment, I'm on the floor dying of laughter.
Or shame.
So, I don't know, Australia, what do you think?
Nah, a round of applause.
Okay, good.
Good on them.
Dan and Maz Weekends. Dan and Maz opening ceremony. Ceremony.
Morning, legends. Dan and Maz Weekends.
Now, Maz, we are getting an international phone call from Maracanã Stadium.
Joining us this morning from Rio is the woman who's going to have both hands on our pole.
Flag pole.
It is the wonderful Anna Mears.
Anna, how have you been psyching yourself up for the most important job at the Olympics?
Well, I had a nap today and I've been drinking lots of water and I've had lots of advice on how to carry the flag. So, I've been visualising, I've done all the preparation, I think I'm in good form for tonight.
Of course, Anna, flag holding technique is very important. Have you had any advice from anyone?
Yes, very true. Well, James Tomkins and Andrew Gaze and Lauren Jackson, the former flag bearers, have challenged me to do it one-handed like they did. Look, I'm on a bit of a class and I'm very nervous about attempting that, but I think I'm going to keep two hands on the pole until I at least feel comfortable that I can control it with one hand. I think that's the best way to do it.
Anna, you've won 5 Olympic medals, 2 of them gold, but do you think that this will be the highlight of your Olympic career, nay, your life?
Yeah, I think it's going to be the biggest moment and the biggest highlight of my career and my life, like you say. Everyone's very excited. There's lots of really high energy, lots of good morale. Everyone's just excited. Lots of photos, lots of happy snaps being created, lots of memories along the way, lots of laughs, lots of little jokes. And it's been great. And we're all pretty keen to walk in there and hear them say Australia.
Don't they kind of go Australia?
And then Australia.
You did that very well.
Well, Anna Mears, Australian Olympic legend / Australian Olympic flag holder / all-round bloody legend. Thanks for being on the Dan and Maz Show.
No worries. Thanks very much.
Remember to keep both hands on the pole, babe. Thank you very much, Anna Mears. And as a special tribute to all of our fantastic Olympians, as the opening ceremony kicks off in just a few minutes, we are going to play I Go to Rio.
Yes.
Enjoy it.
Bye.
When my baby smiles at me, I go to Rio de Janeiro.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
It is Peter Allen. I got a Rio on the Dan and Maz Show. A special tribute this morning to all of our awesome Olympians who are over at Rio. The opening ceremony is about to kick off.
It is. If you go to our Dan and Maz Snapchat, Dan and Maz, all one word, you can see my Rio de Janeiro carnival dancing.
It was, how do I describe your dancing on a good day,
Dan? A noble tribute to the Olympians.
Inspiring stuff. Hey, guys, enjoy watching the Olympics. We're back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m. See you then. Have a great day.
Dan and Maz Weekends.